Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast, where we explore the exciting intersection of modern science, ancestral wisdom, and personalized health optimization. I'm your host, Jodi DeVal, naturopath, integrative medicine expert, and founder of Revital Health Clinic in Perth, Western Australia. Each episode, we'll dive deep into cutting-edge therapies, groundbreaking research, and practical strategies to help you live your best life, having plenty of fun along the way. Whether you're keen to supercharge your energy, balance your hormones, or discover the latest biohacking trends, you've come to the right place. If you love what you hear, don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a moment with world-leading experts and game-changing insights. It's time to unlock your full health potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 nonprofit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au.
Welcome to Revital Bites, your quick and potent dose of herbal wisdom and mini knowledge nuggets. So this is where we dive into the magic of a single herb or a health-specific topic, rapid-fire style.
Oh, look how golden this one is.
So golden.
Oh, this is our favorite little baby that doesn't get enough attention as we really want it to.
I also feel like it's gotten like pigeonholed a little bit. They do it for like one thing.
Yes.
And that's it. But there's so much more to her.
I know. So those who have been listening in, maybe you might have guessed already what we are doing next, but it is calendula.
Beautiful little calendula.
So calendula officinalis. So, and we have a golden little baby here.
So let's do a little. Oh, okay. This one's quite high alcohol content. Just FYI.
All right. We might be getting drunk after this one. Kidding. For those who take me seriously.
Now that reaction is just because this extract is
very high in alcohol, but we won't get drunk because it's a tiny bit. Whoa, that blows your socks off.
But okay, once we're past the pure ethanol we've just sculled, the resins. Can you feel the resin coating?
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful resins.
Yeah. And the color as well. It's the pure epitome of a calendula and restorative, because I always think back to a garden.
Yeah.
When you want to restore the beautiful soil in a garden, you want to plant some calendulas and it restores the rest of the soil
around it. Yep.
Around it. And so that's how I see it also treating us.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's dive into. So maybe some folklore and then into actions, and then we do usages.
So as I said, the term calendula, I think there's a bit of a no-brainer on what that comes from, and that's calendar, because as Ella was telling us before, it blooms
first
out of the month.
Yeah.
And then officinalis being the official version.
Yeah.
But calendula... for me, there's a big difference I think we need to be aware of. Like, some of it is called marigold. Now there is kind of the Mexican marigold.
Yes.
And then there is which is the Tijits. Mm-hmm. And then there is our calendula marigolds, which is our calendula. So it's slightly different. The Tijits got a lot, like lots of ruffles. It's kind of like the Spanish ruffles, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the calendula is the long sort of lanceolate petals.
Yes.
But many of them. And for me, I always think of calendula as like the many petaled skirt.
Yes.
Not the ruffles, the skirt.
That's good.
But it's this beautiful golden yellow.
Mm.
And if we think about in sort of folklore times, there's lots of associations with astrology and medical astrology and what herbs were used for based on sort of the movement of the planets and how that affected the humans. And what's the big golden body that we have floating in the night sky?
Oh, I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder what that
one is. What they're trying to dim right now. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, let's not get into that. Too tragic. But it's a sun. There's this beautiful relativity of calendula and the sun. You know, it's part of the Asteraceae family, so part of the daisies and the
which comes with a bit of an allergy warning, possibly. Yeah,
so just if you are allergic to ragweed, so it might not be the one for you. As we took a sip, we got that beautiful resin content. Like it's
still there.
It's still coating. It's almost like, you know, like when you have like propolis and it gets like that waxy coating. It's the same sort of like, but there's this really floral and really. I mean, yes, we have had the ethanol, but it's quite a opening and diffusive feel to it.
But I think I might, let's just clarify why there's so much alcohol in calendula. Because, again, there is different percentages of alcohol required for certain constituents of different plants and different plant parts. And so we don't just put a high amount of alcohol in there for the fun of it.
We didn't just have it to make this one high potency because...
It's because it needs it.
So we talk about the resins that are coating the mouth. In calendula, it's quite a sticky plant. If you ever, like, pull the leaves or crush the leaves, you get, like, quite sticky resins on your mitts. And the... sticky resins are where a lot of its herbal action is found, because we know that resins are often quite antimicrobial. They're quite soothing to wounds and cuts and mucous membranes again. And so in order to pull those out and extract them into something that we can utilize, you need to use high potency alcohols, because they're gonna break down the matter more. And it's not water soluble. Resins aren't normally water soluble, right. So you can't use a low alcohol extract.
So you gotta cut through it.
You gotta use heat, or you've got to use like the alcohols, the ethanols, to break that down and get that out. So that's why it's a high potency one.
Exactly.
As we said, like we talked about those resins being used for like soothing. Often it's used topically. Calendula's got quite a big following for
use. That's the thing. That's why we only see it for, right?
Yeah, they'll be like calendula in a cream or calendula in like a balm, topically.
Yeah.
But calendula, we talked about that diffusive opening in the taste. And you know, for me, that brings up two things immediately. Mm. One, I go to lymphatic system, and calendula is a beautiful underutilized lymphatic herb. And your lymph system, Joe, do you want to explain the lymph system to everyone?
Lymph is all these little tiny rubbish dump collection points that need to be moved by muscles, and we need to pump that.
There's no little.
Got to pump that shit out.
There's no little heart pumping it. We got to move that ourselves. We got to run and jump and dry brush and
clear and try Chris's amazing facial to get your face.
Was it the shake the booty? Was that the shake? You got to shake that ass for your lymphatic system.
Twerk minimum 10 minutes a day.
10 minutes a day. You got to twerk 10 minutes a day to get your lymphatic system running.
So it's a collection point of our sort of toxins, and then it needs to be excreted out.
That's it. This helps with a lot of our immune system, because it's the collection of the immune system. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when those little like way stations, I think, can get a bit like overburdened with things, you can get like lymphatic stagnation, and this can flare up in things like eczema and dermatitis and pain and
inflammation,
and swelling and water retention and that kind of thing. So calendula is really great at helping to kind of open up those channels, open up the lymph system, clean the lymph system out, because there's quite an antimicrobial aspect there.
We also have a lymphatic system.
Oh my God, fascinates me so much.
In the brain. So you need deep sleep for that one.
Yeah.
And so that's another.
Cold. You need deep sleep in cold.
Cooler environments,
For the lymphatic to work. You actually need to sleep in a cold environment.
So that's why, and we sleep better and have a deeper sleep in a cooler environment.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to.
So sleep with that aircon on.
Yeah.
The ultimate luxury.
My deep sleep goes up in winter. It went up last night, so I'm 20%. I'm like, you go, girl, it's cold. So that's another, we can't forget about that, because that's another lymphatic.
That's another lymphatic app. Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
And on that note, it's the other side of calendula. Whilst it is not a typical antidepressant in mm-hmm. our herbal world, mm-hmm. and also there's a few nuances with herbal antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
I find calendula to be a very gentle but powerful anti-sadness herb,
yeah.
a thymoleptic. It's a herb that improves mood. Calendula helps to improve mood.
Makes sense. Look how bright the sunshine.
The bright and the sunshiny. And we talk about, but also we talk about the lymphatic system. Yeah. So it's helping to really support the lymph in the brain.
Yeah.
So calendula can be utilized in our beautiful herbal extracts, mm-hmm. both internally mm-hmm. in your herbal formula, or it could be used topically in a cream or a balm.
Yep.
We'll get into balms in a second. But just making a nice tea, like boiling up some really hot water. Remember we talked about that heat? You need the heat.
Hot.
But also you're getting not just the resins, you're getting those polyphenols, those bright, colorful polyphenols that make it this golden yellow. It's almost like poor man's saffron.
Yes.
Calendula is like a poor man's saffron. We know how good saffron is for improving mood and depression.
And doesn't stain as much.
But it's also a lot more accessible. You can grow and harvest your calendula, and they self-propagate. They self-generate. Yeah. They produce so many seeds.
Easy.
It's just giving. It's just a bountiful giving and giving and giving.
Yeah. Love them.
And so...
All right. So balms.
So taking the calendula and like once you've got a little bush going, you just... Like once those seed heads open up, snap them off, because once they open up, they want to make seeds and they start to die off. So as soon as they open up, snap those heads off, let them like wilty dry just a little bit, and then pop that in a big jar with your oil of choice. I use olive oil because it's really easily accessible, but you could use a sweet almond, or you could use a jojoba, or you could use a grape seed, whatever floats your boat. Mm-hmm. I use olive oil because... cheap,
but relatively non-allergic as well.
Yeah, and like a good omega-3 balance, and also I only make small amounts of myself, so it's not too much. And then after a lunar cycle, and this is a great one to also leave maybe in the sun, because the heat and the gentle heat from the sun, or if you're in Perth, WA, it's the extreme heat from the sun is going to heat things up, and that's going to do a hot oil maceration as well. And then you strain that out, and the oil color will change this beautiful, almost like our Revital Orange, to be honest, the same sort of branding.
Yeah, it is orange.
And then that makes a great sort of inflamed skin, or inflamed like wounds, or even a little bit like that tight like muscle analgesia.
Yeah.
Analgesic action on the skin.
Yeah.
Or you then take that with if that is your 4 parts oil to 1 part wax, and I use a beeswax, so you could use like a conuba wax, and you melt those two together and put them in jars. That's an easy balm that you can use for cuts and scrapes and bruises.
And balms are better because they sit on the surface.
Because they're the oil, they're gonna create a barrier, but they're also gonna like that lipophilic action. They're gonna really penetrate into the skin.
That barrier support in your own, so it can build its own protection again.
Lotions and creams are nice, but I prefer balms for some things, and I think that there's also a bit of a lost art to herbal balms that I think we're gonna see a bit of a resurgence with that. So
I think so too. Yeah. Love calendula.
Yeah, but the calendula, so energetically, and like I feel like it's quite warming. It's quite
warming, like
and warming,
the sun.
And warming like the
it's
sun.
Like, just makes you but feel
she's a many petaled lady.
Yeah.
With a many petaled skirts. And you say it's helping improve the soil, improving all over. And it's a beautiful calendula.
I love calendula. All right. So parting words. Well, what have you written? Multi-skirted maiden of the morning. Yeah, beautiful. I see like sunshine coming out with the multi-skirted maiden in the morning.
Yeah.
That's our epitome of
our flamenco dancer with the many petals skirts. Yeah.
Feeling it in the sun. Like the little sun worship.
Like the little lemurs.
That's my favorite thing ever. All right. Until next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professional before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.